When you're commuting, tune out all the noise and tune into the news you need to know. WSJ Podcasts. Listen where you want, when you want.
When was the last time you actually went to a bank branch? Yes, that's what I thought. It was a while ago, wasn't it? I'm John Wardock. There's a new survey out about how often you go to your bank branch. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Apparently, those lollipops and free pens you get at your local bank branch aren't working. They're not drawing you in. Let's bring in Greg McBride at Bankrate.com. He's the chief financial analyst there, and he's been looking at how often you do go to your bank branch. So, Greg, what did you find?
Well, John, the way people use branches has changed, and as a result, the frequency with which they use a bank branch has changed. We've found that about 40% of Americans have not been to either their bank or credit union branch in at least 6 months, and that does not include using an ATM. This is specifically going to the branch. And even the people that are going to the branch, it was very evenly spread across the population. I think there's this common perception that, you know, millennials do everything via the mobile device. They would never, ever go into a branch. And, you know, the reality is we found 41% of millennials had been in a branch in the last 30 days, compared to 48% of those between the ages of 50 and 64. And those were the bookends. I mean, every other age group fit somewhere in there. We found that men and women were equally likely to have been in a branch within the last 30 days. But then what's changed is the way we use those branches, deposits, withdrawals, transferring money between accounts. That's not why we go to branches anymore. That's stuff that's all done online and through mobile technology. Increasingly, when people are going to a branch, it's because of either account openings or problems to discuss or just consultative in nature, whether it's, you know, wealth management or retirement planning, college planning, those kind of things.
What did you find, Greg, in terms of wealth and income? If I have a lot of money, am I more inclined to go to a bank branch?
Yes, we did find that the higher income households were more likely to go into a branch than lower income households, and that propensity declined with income. And I think that speaks to the way in which people are using branches these days, that the higher income households that presumably have more and deeper financial relationships, that they're going into the branches for the consultative type needs, whereas lower income households that don't have those relationships, they're doing routine transactions online and via mobile, not necessarily going into the branch to do it.
What about men versus women, old versus young? What else have you found?
We didn't find a whole lot of difference in age groups. At the low end, we found millennials were, you know, at least likely to have been in a branch. Those between the ages of 50 and 64 were most likely, but the range was very narrow. 41% of millennials had been into a branch in the last month. 48% of those between the ages of 50 and 64. That was the range, and that's a lot closer than I think a lot of people would have otherwise assumed. And from the standpoint of men versus women, no difference. Men and women equally likely to have been in a branch environment.
If I'm in the banking industry and I'm hearing this, how am I going to react to my services in the years to come?
You know, I think it's really going to be more like what we've seen, in the sense that, you know, the changes in the services and the way branches are built and constructed on the inside is not because banks are pushing that on consumers. It's because consumers are demanding that from financial institutions. And so I think you're going to see more and more of the idea where there's not your traditional teller line when you go into the bank branch, because fewer and fewer people are doing teller type transactions when they go to the branch, that it is more to sit down and have a discussion.
So I guess we're less likely to have a teller in the future, but maybe more likely to have a wealth manager or financial advisor?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the type of transactions that increasingly take place in the branch. It's, in effect, the branch is the sales floor in a lot of respects when it comes to those type of transactions, whereas, the things like cashing a check, increasingly those are being done with video tellers or, even from ATMs themselves.
Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com. Thank you, Greg, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well, John. Thank you.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts. WSJ Speakeasy.
Cate Blanchett will be talking about her new film.
Interviews with celebrities and marquee guests.
Am I a celebrity or am I a marquee guest? Which one do I fall into?
You are both and so much more.
WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.